The following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material. Wait, offensive material? Nobody told me about this. Hey, who said we had offensive material?
In our last episode of Pièce de Résistance, the pumpkin-hued pretender's nautical escape plan blew up in a mushroom cloud of betrayal and borscht. Now back in Washington, he has to deal with the fallout, which, as usual, means denying everything and finding a suitable fall guy. But meanwhile, down in Texas, a rogue resistance member is about to be coaxed back into the fold.
Surfer, I'm about to invade Mexico. You're trying to tell me that there ain't any more margaritas on this island? This cowboy calls bullshit.
Sir.
Look at me. I'm hanging 20. 21 if you count my willy.
Sir. Oh, fine. Cowboy Tex.
Howdy there. You bring any margaritas on that surfboard? We need margaritas. Then we can find us some fine Texas women to play beach blanket bingo. Bingo!
They literally don't pay me enough for this. Sir, I mean, Tex, I don't have any margaritas, but you're needed on shore now.
Sure, what shore? I ain't doing no goddamn housework. I'm a man.
What? Wait. Sure. Oh, chore. Chore equals housework. Troglodyte man freaks out. Got it. No, sir, Tex. The shore is the beach. We have a margarita machine going on the beach. Yeah. Four margarita machines. Four of them. We need you, Tex.
Well, yee-haw, surf dude. Let's go get liquored up. Tequila makes me frisky.
Frisk? Oh, what? Oh, never mind. Cowabunga, cowboy! Woo-wee!
Hello?
I got him. We're heading your way.
Is this Comcast?
No, ma'am. I'm, friend of Vera's. She said you'd be expecting me.
Yeah, between 8:22 and 9:14, because you're late. No, wait, that is Comcast. Hold on. Vera didn't say anything about company today. I'm waiting for Comcast.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I've really got to get this package to you.
Stop calling me ma'am. And what package?
Ma'am, sorry. Vera said not to say over the phone.
You got the Rita Surfer? I'm ready to wet my whistle.
Jesus Christ.
Wait a second. Hold on. Is that Rick? You found him?
I did, ma'am. Sorry. But it's not the NPR version, unfortunately. Mm. Ma'am, I need to get him out of public quickly. I'm bringing him to your house.
Now, wait just a goddamn minute. You can't just barge into my house. You don't even know where my house is. So,
Oh, yeah? See you in 10 minutes, ma'am.
What the fuck? Hey. Damn it. Smiley, dogs, when they get here, no jumping. Do you hear me? No jumping.
Mother, I'm home.
I'm in the kitchen, Father.
Mother, that smells delightful. Where's Lupita?
Yes, I gave her the evening off. I wanted to cook you some comfort food.
Oh, why, thank you, Mother. That's so thoughtful. You know I had a pretty stressful day.
Yes, Father, I do know that.
It's, a shame things didn't turn out according to plan. I guess some days you gotta say... Oh, shucks.
Yes, Father. Aw, shucks.
I just couldn't figure out how to get around the sabotage. Mm. Gosh darn it.
Well, thinking on your feet was never your strong point, Father.
Hey, now. Wait just a darn minute.
Father. Shh. Not another word. Sit down and eat your stew.
Well, all right.
If you want to get anywhere in this world, sometimes you have to take risks. Remember 2 Corinthians 4:17? For this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. And there will be glory, Father. But we must make some sacrifices to gain it. We must even give up some things we love.
Why, Mother, this is delicious.
Yes, he is.
Mother, dear God, is this Marlon Brando?
I will not be ignored, Father. I am awaiting new instructions from Beijing, after which we will make another move. But in the meantime, eat your stew.
Oh, Lord. I should have stayed in Africa.
You see? I told you things would work out.
I should have shot you. We're in Gitmo, Tomsky.
Yes, but we are alive in Gitmo. And that is better than dead in sunken tin can.
Perhaps. But I think I will shoot you someday.
Da, comrade. I believe I will help you with that task.
Ah, calm down, comrades. We are still alive. That is good, yes?
Kind of, maybe.
Yes.
So I can still kill you later.
I'm going to kill him too. We will kill him twice.
Well, thank you, Andre.
Don't thank me. I will help them kill you when the time comes.
Thank you, Andre.
She needs killing.
We are in agreement, comrade. There may be use for you yet.
You heathen terrorists. Enough chatter. Follow me, and no talking. Inside, let's go. Everybody find a seat. And if
any problem, I'm moving.
That's it. Good.
If I may, Warden, a question.
Oh, don't try to butter me up, Buttercup. I'm just a sergeant.
Of course. You just seem so powerful. I assumed you were in charge. Apologies.
She always suck up like this.
Well, she has nose for authority figures. Us, she threatens to shoot.
Nose for authority figures.
We'll keep an eye on her. And on the rest of you. Now, you've got work to do.
Work?
Work?
It's nearly Christmas, heathens. This room is in charge of the entertainment, and I've been told you are writers. So, write already.
Write? Write what?
Our Christmas play? People, last year we had the baby Jesus on roller skates. Man, that was something special.
I bet.
Roller skates?
Yep, gonna be hard to top that. But I bet you can do it. Hard work never hurt anyone, not even the godless. Man, you would not believe how much grief these Muslims gave me about writing a Christian show. But you Ruskies are all good Christians, right? Right?
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ooh, God good.
Good! Abdul, get your no pork-eating butt over here.
Yes, Sergeant.
Show these newbies the ropes, will you, Abdul?
Of course. The rope. It is an exercise yard.
Not that one, funny guy. Jeez, you are always so damn serious.
It is the infidel way, Sergeant.
Now that, see, that's funny. Get to work, and maybe you can have baby Jesus telling some jokes, like he's crawling on water, or he's turning water to formula. Yeah, that'll work.
You are in charge, Abdu?
In charge? No, I'm just infidel with typing skills. Welcome to Gitmo Writer's Room. There's no coffee. Microwave only works sometimes. Rest of time, it puts out sparks.
All right, no coffee. No. Why are you supposed
He's
to write?
Again.
What is this?
Svetlana, Svetlana, are you thinking about maybe we escape, we go?
Da, we will make our escape in good time. For now, we make baby Jesus jokes. Okay.
Jesus walked
baby
into
Jesus.
A bar.
Baby Jesus and walking.
No, he crawled into
I was going to say,
no,
don't
he
know.
Crawled
Follow
into
me,
a
I
bar.
Sure
for
I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, no, wait.
It's that hard.
You stole ideas.
No,
you steal.
Oh, we're
not
all, we're in this together.
Communism,
we are
socialism,
gestalt.
We not steal ideas
don't
to
steal
share.
My ideas.
Will the new Russian writing contingent be able to slip the surly bonds of Cuban confinement? Will the Veep's next game of Chinese checkers win all the marbles? And will Secretary Perry ever put his pants on? We'll find out after this message.
Don't know my own name.
Hi, this is Lisa.
And this is Dale. And we want to thank you for listening to this special episode.
It's so special.
Fiesta Resistance, Anonymous Guantanamous.
Look, even if you guys aren't laughing, we don't really give a rat's ass because we're howling.
We're dying.
Over here.
This,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not to pat our own writerly backs too much, but. My God, I'm editing this episode now, and yes, the amount of laughter, just helpless laughter among the cast, is hopefully a good sign as to how you're reacting, but not to influence you in any way, of course. You know.
Although, be warned,
yes.
Dale did the bad thing, and it's coming up. He did a very bad thing.
Actually, I think it's already
happened. I didn't write that part.
No, it's already happened.
It's already happened by the time.
That
was Dale.
That was
Dale
me.
Did the bad
I'm sorry.
Thing. It wasn't me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All the hate mail, send it my way. And John Oliver will probably...
It broke me.
He's going to be so furious. He's going to be livid.
I was broken.
But this episode is dropping on November 5th. So for our U.S. listeners... that's
vote.
Right before Election Day. So please, 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 please vote. If you haven't already done the early voting thing or the absentee thing, get out there, do it. This is your time. This is our time.
This is our last chance, humanity.
It could very
please
well be.
Vote.
So let's.
It really could.
You know, fingers.
They're rolling back climate change regulations. You know that, right? Because so we're all going to die in 12 years anyway.
Galveston will be underwater, that's for sure.
Don't say that. I have to sell my house.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Except for Galveston. totally
right,
unaffected.
I want to keep the
totally
property values up until I get someplace that's not a sandbar.
Yeah. So anyway.
No right to exist. Galveston has no right to exist.
By all means, vote, laugh, resist. Send us your hateful comments about our despicable deed to me on our.
I ain't owning that one for you, Dale.
Our toll free comment line, the 1-866 call BS.
Yes. Oh, there's thunder in the background. I know. Well, it's about to get really exciting with that. I got to swing by the vet and get some doggy downers.
Yeah, because, yes, there's 250,000 motorcycles coming your way.
Harleys,
yes.
Quarter million Harleys.
Harleys, okay.
Like 30 crotch rockets with something to prove. This is a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, on that anxious note, we'll send you back to the episode.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
We're sorry. Dale's sorry.
I'm really not sorry, but yes.
He should be.
I should be.
Sir,
Rita!
Tequila isn't...
Rita!
Never mind.
Hey!
Down! Down! You silly beast! Get Smiley,
Rita!
I am warning you. Down. No jumping. No jumping. We talked about this.
Wait! That's one big mutt!
Oh. Rick, hi. Huh. You're, wearing a towel?
Yippers! Got my Texas wingle-dingle all covered up. Don't want to embarrass the ladies. Right, surfer dude?
Yes, sir. Probably don't. Ma'am, may we come in?
Hold on. Rick, is there anything under that towel?
Just the pride and joy of Texas. And it's big! Because Texas!
Ma'am.
Don't call me ma'am. But yeah, come in. And who are you? You said Vera sent you? Hang on. Bloody fuck. Smiley, put that down. Do not eat the cat. Smiley.
What? Bloody who?
Look, it's a Texas expression. Whatever. Come in.
I see. Ma'am, I mean... Lisa, we need your help with the secretary.
Yes.
I'm Charles, by the way. I've been working with the resistance for a while now. Deep cover.
Doggy.
So, I see he's still stupid.
Yes, ma'am.
Yo,
look, one more ma'am and I'm going to have Smiley eat you. I am in no mood. It makes me feel old. Stop it.
Right, sorry. No. So, as you can see, the secretary is still we did manage to fix his glasses, though. I've been trying to get him to put them on, but he says he won't do anything until he gets a margarita. You know,
okay.
He's very stubborn.
I know. All right, fine. Rita's, huh? Let me see. Yeah. I got gin, whiskey, tequila. Where's the tequila? Oh, there it is. Dusty.
Sir.
Got it. Rick, Mr. Secretary. Rick? Tex!
Huh? Yes, ma'am. Y'all ready to see the pride of Texas?
Oh, no.
Yes. I mean, no, kind of. But, okay, look, never mind. Tilt your head back, sir, right here. There you go. I got a standing margarita for you. Let's party. Charles, get ready. Slap those specs on him.
I'm ready.
All set.
Pour away, cowgirl.
Get on there. Get those on.
What's going on here?
Here we go.
Hey, cut out. I'm in
just sit still.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh.
What is happening? Why did you just pour tequila into me? Oh goodness. I don't have the head for this much straight tequila.
Good heavens.
Welcome back, sir. your towel.
My apologies, madam. I do not mean to offend.
No worries. No offense taken. None at all. That is big.
Sir,
Texas. Wow.
Sir, I have your clothing here. You need to...
I mean, he's so weak.
You need to remove the gun belt, sir. Then we can get those pants
on.
Oh, my goodness. Look at me.
I know. Let's just look at you.
Lisa, that is inappropriate. Focus,
you're the one
please.
Naked in a cow...
We must focus. How long have I been away?
Sir, the glasses broke a week ago. You've been on a bit of a bender since then.
Oh, heavens. I hope I haven't done anything untoward. What on earth?
The glasses aren't completely fixed, sir. We just can't figure out how to fix that glitch, so I'm afraid you may toggle back and forth here and there.
That is insupportable. How will I function? They'll see through my facade in a heartbeat. I need to do me some shooting! Yeah! Gracious.
Yes, sir, it is a problem. But if you're willing, Lisa, the secretary can hide out here until Vera gets here. Mr. Secretary, do you remember anything about the last week or so? Anything the Oval might have said about their plans?
Well, I don't know. I have a hazy recollection of a meeting... I believe it concerned Saudi Arabia and... Oh, me, I just don't know. If it's Saudi, it's oil! And I know all about the oil business! Yee-haw! Oh, my goodness. What the hey? I feel so very queer... But not, you know, gay. My thinking is
no longer clear. I feel my mental powers fading away. Stand back, Lisa, or I fear you'll be in desperate trouble. My cerebellum's hemispheres are in a mighty struggle.
Now wait just a goddamn minute. Jesus, you handsome son of a bitch. You look like me at a Chuck E. Cheese's when my eyes begin to twitch. Oh, bloody fucknuts, he's having an attack. It's worse than bad Tourette's. I finally got my smart Rick back and... now he's on the fritz.
Will the real Rick Perry please stand up?
I am standing up.
I know that you prefer me nice and brainy, all eloquent and good at Jeopardy. But you see, my other half's all cockamamie, the side that you prefer to never see. The truth is, being smart can be a burden, having to sift between the different shades of grey. All this heightened mental acuity only leads to ambiguity. Its errors are very taxing to think all day.
But being dumb is lots of fun. The hell with thinking, Peter Dunn. It makes it super easy to be sure. All that cogitating time ain't even worth a dime when your mind is full of nothing but manure.
But then I sense a disconnect,
'cause the other fellow's busy yelling, yee-haw!
Lisa, don't listen.
I tell you what,
man. Oh, Rick.
This cannot be happening.
There's
got to be. Somebody gets me an encyclopedia, please.
Charles, we gotta get those glasses fixed. He's making me dizzy. And not in the smart Rick good kind of way, you know, with all the feels.
I get it.
This is weird.
Agreed. I'll call Vera on the sat phone and let her know we've got the package.
Cool. Good idea.
Hell yeah! Tell that filly it's a big one, too! Yee-haw!
Bloody fuck nuts.
See? It's a good one.
Mr. President,
your pants are too big.
Mr. President.
Calm the fuck down, everybody. What is it, Sarah?
Sir, the press is waiting in the briefing room, and I have to go out there and tell them about your darn vacation incident.
I've got this one, Sarah. Here's a statement I've prepared for you.
Let me see. Where am I? You really want me to say this? They're not going to buy it.
Well, who cares? Those fake news guys, they never do. I mean, you know.
Yes, sir, but I... why is this paper so sticky?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh.
Just do it, Sarah. I'm sure it'll be fine. It is kind of disgusting looking.
Mr. President, I also have a quick question.
And, sir, we really need to discuss the events.
Look, Mike, it's just one of those things you can never really explain, you know? Sort of like the Bible, right? Like when Jesus went surfing without a board or whatever it was. It was like a miracle from God, right?
Yes, sir, if you say so, sir.
Mr. President, my maintenance crew has been scrubbing down the Amway ahead of you all day, and they still can't get the purple stains off the side. What in the world happened out there?
Look, Betsy, I don't have time for all this. I gotta get back to presidenting.
They even tried to tell me it was Borscht. Can you believe it? I think they made up that word.
You know, you can't trust those Puerto Ricans. You know, they're tricky as hell. Yeah, but they sure can sing, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Listen, I can't hold them off any longer, sir. Wish me luck.
Oh. Yeah, right. Whatever.
Okay, hold on just a darn minute. Let me get to the podium. I have a statement here from the president. I'm happy to be back in the White House after a terrific fishing vacation. But while I was out at sea, I saw something very disturbing. I noticed a huge group, you might even call it a caravan, of boats, rafts, and inner tubes, all carrying Central American gang members and some Middle Easterners in the direction of the U.S. of A. I tried to scare them away with torpedoes, but there were too many of them. Any minute now, I expect this invasion force to reach our shores. I have asked Secretary Mad Dog to take appropriate steps to repel this mongrel horde of...
Sarah?
I can't make out the rest of this. Yes, Vicky from Breitbart.
Sarah, do you think our heroic president should be up for the Congressional Medal of Honor for his valiant efforts in the Botavan skirmish?
I think that would be extremely and entirely appropriate, but I'll leave that up to Congress. Yes, Bridget from NPR.
Sarah, what do you have to say about a report in the Boston Globe this morning concerning a very different military incident involving the president's yacht and a foreign submarine?
Well, this is just another example of the irresponsible fake news running unverified stinky gossip, and I won't dignify it with a response. Y'all should be reporting on voters in the real America that are standing by their beloved, lovely president this time of national peril.
Oh, you are right. We'll get right on it. I smell a Peabody. Fuck is Vera? I can't babysit Tex here much longer. Tranquilizer dart's good for about a half an hour, maybe 45 minutes if he lays still.
I'm expecting her momentarily, Lisa.
Good. All right. Otherwise, I'm going to have to refresh my Go Cup with some more vodka. I cannot believe this is... Oh, for bloody fuck nuts. Now what? Yes. What? Oh. Hi, Father Ravioli. What do you mean, where is he? Isn't he in his kindergarten class? Now, Father Ravioli, calm down. I'm sure that's not right. I made him wear pants. Oh, bloody... I mean, bless you, Father.
I'll get it.
Mommy, I'm home!
Mystery solved. We got him, Father. Gotta go.
Someone get the number of that truck that hit me. Ooh, doggy.
Well, it seems that I've arrived just in time. Jake, do you have the gizmo?
Yup.
You know what to do.
Sure do. But, Auntie Villa... If I'm gonna do hero stuff, shouldn't you, you know?
Oh, of course. You know what to do, Purple Avenger.
That's better. Okay, Gizmo, turn Governor Dumbass back into Dreamy Rick.
Dreamy Rick?
Yeah, that's what Mommy calls him when she talks to herself in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And then there's all these noises.
Oh, Jake,
like,
I most
What's
certainly
that jolly
do not...
Molly?
Oh, my God, I need more vodka.
Oh, well, I can feel my mind returning. Quite remarkable. It's like filling up a gas tank.
Secretary Perry, we must know what the president discussed with you.
Yes, starting to come back to me. Gas, oil, Arabs.
Tell us what you can remember.
Well, I was in the Oval Office with the Mango Martinet and Secretary DeVos's brother.
Eric Prince.
That's the one. Slimiest fellow this side of Ted Cruz. Made my skin crawl. They were discussing Saudi Arabia and...
Rick? Rick, are you okay? You all right?
Oh, good heavens. Good heavens! This is dreadful! Trump is going to give them nuclear weapons...
Oh, no.
...in exchange for paying off Mr. Kushner's debts.
No,
oh, my.
What?
I knew he was corrupt.
And a traitor.
And a moron.
And orange!
But he's really outdone himself this time. Look, I must get this news back to headquarters. Lisa, can you keep an eye on Secretary Perry until I return?
Yes.
And keep your hands to yourself?
Well, what... Look, if it is my patriotic duty, so yeah, I guess I could do that.
Mommy!
Oh.
You got that goofy look on your face again.
Shh, monkey. Quiet, the grown-ups are talking. You just shush.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Zip it.
Will Trump's treasonous transaction come to light before the deal is consummated? And how will the resistance respond to the latest foreign phantom menace panic? We'll learn the answer to these and other questions on the next exciting episode of BS de Resistance. This episode of BS de Resistance, Anonymous Guantanamous, was written by Lisa Graham and Dale Leopold, except for the bunny part. That was just Dale. And featured Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mazalesta, Karen O'Brien, and George Washington III. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mazalesta. The song, Rick Roll Reversal, was written by Dale Leopold and Chris Mazalesta and performed by Chris Mazalesta and Lisa Graham. Join us in 10 days for our next bonus episode. And please, for the love of country and hatred of douchebags, get out there and vote. Thank you for listening.